Only I could have told him that I could not move, but I could not manage to open my lips. At Edek's command, two prisoners lifted me up and led me in front of him. "Look me in the eye." I looked at him without seeing him. I was thinking of my father. He must have suffered more than I did. "Listen to me, you bastard," said Edek coldly. "That's for your curiosity. You'll get 5 times more if you dare tell anyone what you saw. Understand?" I nodded my head once. 10 times I nodded ceaselessly, as if my head had decided to say yes without ever stopping. One Sunday, when half of us, including my father, were at work, the rest, including myself, were in the block, taking advantage of the chance to stay in bed late in the morning. At about 10 o'clock, the air raid sirens began to wail, an alert. The leaders of the block ran to assemble us inside while the SS took refuge in the shelters. As it was relatively easy to escape during a warning, the guards left their lookout posts and the electric current was cut off in the barbed wire fences. The SS had orders to kill anyone found outside the blocks.
One Sunday, when Eli is resting and his father is working in the warehouse, air raid sirens suddenly go off. This means that the Allies, soldiers from England, the United States, and other countries that are fighting against Germany in the war, are planning to drop bombs on the Nazis from airplanes somewhere near the labor camp. The SS soldiers run and hide in places that are safe from the bombs. This means that no one is guarding the lookout posts, but the prisoners know better than to try to escape because they will be shot immediately if anyone sees them. So, will the Allies succeed in bombing the Nazis and freeing the prisoners? Let's find out. Keep reading toward the bottom of page 56, starting with, "Within a few minutes."
Within a few minutes, the camp looked like an abandoned ship. Not a living soul on the paths. Near the kitchen, 2 cauldrons of steaming hot soup had been left half full. 2 cauldrons of soup right in the middle of the path with no one guarding them. A feast for kings, abandoned, supreme temptation. Hundreds of eyes looked at them, sparkling with desire. 2 lambs with 100 wolves lying in wait for them. 2 lambs without a shepherd. A gift. But who would dare? Terror was stronger than hunger. Suddenly, we saw the door of Block 37 open imperceptibly. A man appeared, crawling like a worm in the direction of the cauldrons.